Well, hello there, folks, on Audio Boom. I hope you guys are doing well on this Friday, the 6th of February, 2014. And it's time for the latest installment in the February Audio Challenge. And today's topic is technology. And so today I'm going to talk about how technology has impacted my life. And so I'm going to start off at the very beginning when I was in elementary school. And a lot of you blind folk, I'm sure, can relate to this. Now, in elementary school, I was integrated into the regular system. And I was in the class just like the rest of the kids. And the teacher would give out the assignment to the students. And I had a resource teacher, educational assistant, whatever you want to call her. And she would braille the assignment for me. Then I would read the assignment and then braille it back. And then, like, braille the answers. And then she would write down my answers and give it back to the teacher. And my teacher would mark it. And on we would go. Now, this continued on through the majority of my years in elementary school until I got a computer. And the computer that I started with was one of those old Apple IIe computers. And with that computer, I had an ink printer. And then I had this really big, loud braille printer that was so loud you could hear it a mile away. It was so loud that if you had the door closed, you could hear it all the way down the hallway. That's how loud it was. And so then I graduated from that Apple IIe to I believe it was a Pentium. And I think it was an old Pentium computer, and it had JAWS on it, and it had the Duxbury Braille translator on it so that I could, you know, print stuff in Braille, and I could also use the ink printer that I had too. And anyways, so then when I graduated elementary school, that computer that I had was moved to my high school, and I still did the same thing. The teacher would braille the assignments, and she would braille the assignments, and then I would do them on the computer so I didn't have to braille back. And I also had a braille light back then, so it made things a lot more portable and easier, so I didn't have to rely on the big, clunky old Perkins brailler that I once owned. And then I continued into my high school years, and I went to the school for the blind that I attended, and I used brailers, but not so much as I used computers and other technologies like my braille light. Oh, and I forgot to mention, when I was in elementary school, I had a talking calculator, and I had this little dictionary thing called the Language Master. I'm sure some of you people could remember it. And then in my final year of high school, I was attending the blind school at the time, and I got into the wonderful world of audio recording. And I started off with a crappy little micro cassette recorder, which I still own to this day. And it was good. I mean, it still works. And so I would record, you know, I started off by recording stupid little things like people talking and me walking random places and things like that. Kind of similar to what I do on Audio Boom now, but then when I got to college, I was doing a lot of hands-on work with music theory and harmony and stuff like that. So a lot of my assignments relied on hearing music. So the teacher would record, he would play the assignment on the piano, and then we would have to write in, like, things like where we think the note should go and things like that. So it was different things. And at oftentimes I would record the lectures so that I would know what, you know, like what I was dealing with. And then I finished college, and then I graduated from the microcassette world to the digital age. And that's where my wonderful little Zoom H4n recorder came into the picture. And it was kind of spurred on by a friend of mine who is an audiophile like I am. He loves to record things. Some would say that he likes to record too much. But I kind of, I mean, I don't know what to think. I mean, he can record whatever he wants. But it was also spurred on by a trip that I was going to take over to Australia in July of 2010. And my friend said, you know, you could really benefit from that digital recorder because you could take it to Australia and you could record different things like, you know, like some of the people you meet, and you could record some of the sounds like the streets and the ocean and the beach and the different places you go and different tours you take and things like that. So I thought, you know what, that's a wonderful idea. So with the financial aid of others, I went to the store and I bought the recorder. And then I thought to myself, okay, I'm a train buff, so I like to record trains going by. Not necessarily any old train. I mean, I like to stand by the railway tracks and wait for a train to come by so that I can record it. Just like the people on YouTube do with their cameras. So that's been fun. I haven't done that in a while. But one of these years, I'm going to upload some of my train recordings onto Audioboom so that you people can have a listen. Anyways, then I graduated from the Windows laptop side of things to the 13-inch MacBook Air side of things. And with that came a graduation from the flip phone Motorola cell phone. And then I moved up a step in the world to an old Nokia 6682. And then I graduated to the ever wonderful world of the iPhone. And then the rest is history. So if it weren't for the technology that I have and had back in my years, I wouldn't be where I am today. I mean, some people can live without technology. I mean, I'm sure I can as well, but it's certainly nice to have a phone where you can text people and say, I'm on my way, and they can text you back and say, okay, see you soon. And, you know, you can call people and they can call you back and you can tell who called. And it's a far cry from the flip phone days when I used to hear a beeping sound on my phone and I'd have to say, oh God, who called me? And I'd have to call people. Did you call me? No. Did you call me? No. Okay, bye. You know. So anyways, that's been my technological ramble for the day. I almost called it a rant, but rant is more negative, and won't be doing that anytime soon. But anyways, I hope you've enjoyed my technological ramble, and I look forward to doing the next audio topic, which will be tomorrow, and I'm running out of time, so I'm going to shut up, and I'll take care, and I'll talk to you soon.